What's in your wallet? A popular tagline for advertising campaign for Capital One credit cards. This is not an endorsement. I do not have a Capital One credit card. But on this Christmas season feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, our tagline question could very well be a paraphrase of that ad. And instead of asking, what's in your wallet, we could ask, what's in your family? Who's in your family? Genealogical searches and DNA ancestry testing have become rather popular. The genealogy of Jesus is a tale of two family trees, one in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the other in the Gospel of St. Luke. Matthew's Gospel traces our Lord's lineage all the way back to Abraham. The Gospel of Luke goes back further, all the way back to Adam. And according to the Gospels, our Lord's family trees included saints and sinners. There were kings, scholars, prophets, warriors, patriarchs, and there were fools, frauds, liars, fornicators, and murderers. Some were men and women of faith, and some were pagans. And in spite of our Lord's human ancestry, Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. And he's Savior of the whole world, including our own families. And that's good news. And if on occasion we think that some members of our families are a little screwed up or dysfunctional, we are in divinely good company. As we gather in this place of worship, this temple, on the Feast of the Holy Family, we've just heard two temple stories from the Bible. Hannah and Elkanah go to the temple in Shiloh to thank God for their son, Samuel, and because he is a gift, they return him as a gift dedicated to the Lord's service. The shrine or the temple at Shiloh was the major Jewish worship site before the temple in Jerusalem was built. When Samuel grows up, he needs to confront the corruption that's taking place at that shrine. He also needs to deal with the military threat caused by the Philistines. And during that time, God will remain faithful. God will not abandon his people during times of corruption and loss. The temple was also important in the life of our Lord Jesus and Mary and Joseph. On a weekly basis, they would gather in the synagogue. But pilgrimage to the temple was one of three feasts that were celebrated on an annual basis. Three major pilgrimages to the holy city, Jerusalem. And in today's gospel story, there's some strain or there's tension between Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Has there ever been strain or tension within your family? Jesus, who was carried as an infant into the temple and presented, is now 12 years old, the time during which a young boy breaks away a bit from mom and dad's influence. He stays longer in the temple, much to the surprise and annoyance of Mary and Joseph. In the end, after speaking rather sharply to Mary, Jesus, the obedient son, like Samuel, will grow in wisdom, age, and grace. And I suspect that somewhere along the line, on that return trip from Jerusalem to Nazareth, Christ Jesus apologized to his mom and his dad. All the while, we are told that Mary and probably Joseph as well, Mary and Joseph are keeping what's going on in their hearts and what's being said in their minds. We've gathered once again as sons and daughters of God, members of a huge family. And like most families, gathering at table is essential for family life, unplugged but present to each other. And sometimes we function well and sometimes not so much. But God is faithfully present, sustaining, guiding, healing, forgiving, and loving. That's what a Heavenly Father does, but that's also what moms and dads do. And that's what brothers and sisters are called to do as well. Sustaining, supporting, guiding, forgiving, loving, serving. And we're very much like our ancestors, perhaps more digitally savvy, but no more saintly or sinless. All of us are in need of a Savior. Each of our families needs a Savior as well. And our encounter, our communion with Jesus, tightens the bond between us and deepens the love that we are to have for each other. After all, Jesus became human to make us more divine. Jesus became human to make us more divine. At least that's what St. Athanasius taught and our catechism states. You see, we're a holy family, not so much because of our own holiness, but because of the holiness and goodness and mercy of God. Blessed are those who dwell in this house. Blessed are those who dwell in your home as well.